You know what they say. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will those long-lasting, deeply rooted, and nurturing friendships and relationships be. That's why in this episode, we're talking about the art of community, all of the insights and lessons we've learned about what it means to grow your sister tribe.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we're inviting you to embark on a journey with us of discovering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. So whether you're an A1 day one or you're new to the podcast, welcome to the community, welcome to the vibes. We're just here trying to enlighten our friends pretty much. Mm-hmm. And also discover what like flow means for us in the process.
Always. We'll be on a lifelong journey with that one, which is why we decided to invite everybody we know along with us.
I know, Lexi, it's finally March.
It gets better and better with time. I know, March. March. Marching orders, March in the spring. It's March.
I know. Do you think the year's just going to fly by? Or do you think we're going to feel 2024?
I don't know, man. I don't know if there's much left to feel. Like, I think the past couple of years have done such a new one on us as a culture that we're just, I think that this is the year of just like creating newness.
Yeah, the last 3 years being in the pandemic, it's just, whew.
In the economy, and things are just so different now, which I think we knew was inherent, but now we're being met with the reality of it. So I think this year will be quick, but also an election year always ends up being a really interesting year. So I don't know how it will feel.
Yeah, I'm in a similar position. I feel like at times, maybe again after turning 25, I'm like, I know too much. Sometimes I feel a little too aware of my surroundings and what's going on in the world.
Stay vigilant.
Kind of like the world's on fire and I just need an iced latte to just get through the day, you know? Like, I just need my regulated rituals that bring me happiness. The other day I went to a cafe and I got a pumpkin chai muffin with a, you know, small coffee. And I was like, this life isn't worth living if I cannot have these small little delicacies to start off my morning. Or when I'm on a walk and I see the sky turn pink and I'm like, geez, man. But then at the same time, it's like a simultaneous feeling of people not being able to find jobs, climate change. You know,
oh my gosh, how do we go from pumpkin chai latte to,
because it's about
change?
Finding the little joys in your life.
Totally.
Ah, geez, when you get to be my age,
you'll understand.
You know,
kid.
just the, you know,
the way of the world, the state of humanity.
Girl, I'm
no,
like...
no. I think you're so real. You're preaching for sure. I think a lot of people are in that same vein in the sense of, there are these little small minute moments, but we're also still in like a much larger ecosystem that's constantly moving too. So yeah, totally.
Moving into our pulse check.
Always.
I'd love to know what's bringing you joy these days.
I'm having so much joy. I feel very content with my life right now. I feel...
That's a blessing.
No, absolutely. Like, we up.
I am obsessed. Tell me more.
I keep telling everybody, Aquariuses, we have come out of our holes. We are the original groundhogs, and we're just like, what y'all been up to?
If you say it enough times, I'm going to start believing you.
That's hilarious.
You're like, I'm screaming it at the rooftops, and I'm like, yeah, for sure.
But at the same time, too, I think as people of color, we're always a little suspicious too of like, when's the other foot gonna drop? Like, okay, I'm not saying like life is a cakewalk now. Don't get it twisted. I'm just saying I feel very content with my life. And there's a lot of things that I think my relationship to them, I'm just in a place of truth right now. So for example, I told y'all, if you listened back at the end of last year, I thought I was a homebody, but in fact, your girl is never home. So I stay traveling for work, for leisure, for everything in between. And so now just like standing more in my truth of like, yes, that I just do that. You just can create more solace and more opportunity to find alignment. So it's like little things like that. Like I'm not saying the bank account is, you know, PHAT or anything like that. I'm just saying in the things that I'm doing, I feel really good about.
That's all that we can ask for. And your homebody badge will be waiting on you when you get back from all of that traveling.
When I'm like 60, bruh, at this point, it's just, it's not, I'm not going to get it for a while.
You're like, I live on a plane. I'm in hotel after hotel, bus club. Well, not club, work.
Exactly. That's what the kids don't get. It's for work. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, where'd you go? I'm like, it was for work.
Yeah.
You don't really go to these places. You go to a building in these places. You don't get to go explore to the museums, to go see the history, the culture. You get on a plane and you go to a hotel and then you go to another building. So,
we'll believe it when we live it. As most things in life.
How is your March going so far, Olivia? You know,
I'm inviting long walks. Ooh, I love a long walk. It's just, again, the things that are bringing me joy. Like I mentioned, my pumpkin chai muffin with my coffee. Ooh, so good. I am into getting people like cards to like send them with like fun messages on the front or whatever. So I'm kind of in my sending love letters era, which has been going on for a couple of months, but it's been cool. Yeah. Me and Lexi did a pottery class the other day.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Rocked it. So like that was such a fun moment because we got to do stuff with our hands. And of course, on brand for us, it was a couples class, but we were like the only people in there that were friends. And so naturally, you know, we were just kikiing with all the other couples. But
the whole time.
I'm just inviting more moments like that. Like, that was so fun. We've been in a season of really, like, celebrating people, at least in February. And so just the girls are hosting events and we're constantly showing up for them and eating off the charcuterie boards and twerking to Afrobeats. Like, it's just been a fun time. And so March, as the, you know, temperature starts to rise, it's going to be fun. I've got a girl's trip to Miami planned. So we out here, essentially. Like, we can finally start getting 2024 on and popping. And that's always been my stance because the year really doesn't start until March.
Yeah.
But, hey.
Here we are. Whatever it has been up until this point, it's been good to us. And blessings to those moments for sure. And I think that it's interesting to your remarks on that the girlies have been busy. They've been flexing their hosting muscles. Most people think that usually is just around the holidays time, but we've been so blessed to have so many incredible little in-person gatherings and little parties to go celebrate our friends along the way. And it really just highlighted to us the importance of building community. Y'all know that's always been so core to not only me and Olivia's personality traits. Like, anywhere we go, we are always networking, always building, always thinking about how to connect people, always bringing people into the fold. And we have a beautiful little community of incredibly brilliant minds and just like some of the best individuals we've ever met here in Durham. And so I think all the more reason for us to talk about some of the lessons we've learned along the ways of how to build community, because we know how beneficial it is in just creating success for you wherever you're at, just having a network of support and people you can call on. So whether you are braving a new city for the first time, or you've been deeply rooted in your hometown, but the people who are in your hometown are not the people you grew up with and you're redefining that, we think it's really important that we just take a moment and really reflect on what it means to build community and what lessons that we've learned along the way.
Yeah, and I think what's in bold underlined letters before the, you know, we have such this beautiful community and we love cultivating community is the it wasn't always like that.
Correct.
And I think that that is so important to the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be great if, you know, I just knew you from 5 years old and we just, I knew everyone from 5 years old and we've just, you know, managed to together. Be friends and, you know, that would be so lovely.
That'd be storybook.
Oof, but when I first moved to Durham, and if anybody has ever moved to a new city, the struggle, the heartache, it's
the loneliness.
The loneliness, it's consuming. And so I think that I've learned a lot over feeling the depths of, you know, the struggle of not having, you know, community. And there's always an opportunity to change that. So I'm really excited to jump into this conversation, and we will be right back with more after this break.
Let's talk about something that affects all of us ladies: hormones. Because let's face it, when your hormones are out of whack, life can feel like a roller coaster. Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance, crafted by Happy Mammoth. But what sets Hormone Harmony apart? Well, it's not just another supplement. Happy Mammoth, the company behind Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Plus, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens that help your body adapt to hormonal changes, ensuring you feel like yourself again. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution designed for women of all ages. So whether you're in your 20s dealing with PMS or in your 40s and beyond facing menopause, Hormone Harmony has got you covered. For a limited time, you can take 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW for 15% off your order today.
If you know me and Lexi, you know that we are both quite the bookworms, and we've got something exciting to share with you all today. Have you ever found yourself overwhelmed by the endless options at the bookstore, unsure of what to pick up next? Well, we've discovered a game changer, Book of the Month. This isn't your run-of-the-mill book subscription. It's like having a book-loving friend handpick your next literary adventure each month. Trust me, their selections are always spot on. And this month, I can't wait to dive into Real Americans by Rachel Kong. What makes Book of the Month stand out? It's the simplicity. No more decision fatigue at the bookstore, just a curated selection of top-notch reads waiting to sweep you away. Lexi and I had a blast picking from a variety of genres, from pulse-pounding mysteries to heartwarming romances. But what truly won us over is their dedication to quality and fun. With just a handful of selections each month, they prioritize the joy of reading over endless options. Every book is a gem waiting to be discovered. So fellow book lovers, it's time to level up your reading game. Head over to bookofthemonth.com and use the code PETALS to snag your first book for just $5. Trust us, your bookshelf will thank you.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
All right, so Liv, building community. Exactly like you said, to build community, you got to start at ground zero, okay? We aren't birthed with this tribe, and usually who we are surrounded with when we're younger is actually more of a reflection of our parents than it is anybody that we're actively seeking. So not only are the girlies going to want to know the lessons, but just even how do you even begin to approach this idea of wanting to build connections and friendships and just grow even your professional network?
Yeah, I'm going to give a brief journey to my, you know, to where I am today and how I formed the community that I formed today. So elementary school, we're taking it all the way back.
Run it back.
I had a few friends in elementary school. They were all definitely, I would say, closer to one another, but I would sleep over. I would go to birthday parties, all fine and dandy, predominantly white school, cool. Ended up transferring to a different school and two other schools. And so I kind of was just a floater. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have a best friend. I would just kind of talk to people when I could. Sometimes I'd invite people over to my house, but don't really have anyone from like middle school or even elementary school that I still talk to that I even kept up with then. It was kind of like, oh, we're in the same class for the time being. Mm-hmm. We'll chit chat. We're on the same track team. We'll chit chat for the time being. And then it's cool. High school was really the moment when I started to form a group that I could be a part of. And that was really cool. I felt definitely more connected to the people that I got to spend time with, but it was a situation where I really had to work hard to even invest in those friendships. They all kind of came from strict households, and so it wasn't like we were going out on the town. It was like, I can go and hang out with you, or we can go to the library, or maybe we can go to the movie theater if, you know, your mom is comfortable. Mm-hmm. College was a rougher time, I would say, because it's like I just formed these friends. They're in different parts of the world. And I, again, I'm starting from ground zero. I don't really know anyone. At the college we went to, I didn't really feel like I connected with a lot of people there, to the point where I was like, dang, do I need to join a sorority? Because that's where it seems like most people are finding their community, through these like
Organized formal
moments. And, you know, one of my best friends from high school, she was in Rhode Island. The others were in Atlanta. And so it was my first stab at maintaining long distance friendships, but also, again, starting from ground zero. Study abroad was probably the worst time. Because
she said, let me just remind y'all, it's gonna get bad before it gets good. Okay. Yeah,
because I was in Spain and everyone else had more money to travel to other parts of Europe, and I couldn't really like join them. And, you know, I was in,
it just wasn't fitting.
Like, it just wasn't fitting. Like, yeah. No, it wasn't fitting. And by no means am I saying I'm like a late bloomer when it came to developing friendships. Making friends has always been easy to me, but not necessarily maintaining the long-term friendships of people where I'm like, I really like you.
Yeah.
And I want to really invest in you and be loyal, ride or die. That honestly happens once in a blue moon for me. And when I do find someone I rock heavy with, I keep them in the vault and I'm like, I'm rocking heavy with you, but it's really only four or five people.
Yeah, she literally used to call us the Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity of people. And so post-college, moving to Durham, you know, I had you in Durham, but that was it. It was like, all right, what am I going to do? I was working remote at the time as well. So I was really in the house or trying to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And that was the time when I was like, I really have to take matters into my own hands, because I do not like this feeling of just not knowing anyone, of feeling really uncomfortable. And so I started going on Bumble BFF and started putting myself in more situations, sliding into friends' DMs and seeing, hey, would you be open to getting a coffee chat? Now, not everyone that I got coffee with ended up being someone that I still text to or want to hang out with to this day. But it really has taken a whole journey of evolution of me getting to this point. So my first lesson of community is that it's a slow burn at times. Like, people make it seem like, you're going to wake up and you're going to just find your friends that, like, are going to be in your wedding.
Back up and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, somebody who's just like me.
Yeah, you think that it's gonna just click, and for some people it does. Some people it's like you were raised in a neighborhood and you're still really cool with those people and they still live close to you. But what I'm seeing online and just in the culture now is that it honestly is not as easy, and a lot of people are really lonely and they're questioning their worth for why they can't make friends, or why it just doesn't come easy to them.
Or they're still managing all those like long distance relationships, like after college. I know most of my friends I met in college all dispersed across the country, and that's a full-time job to just keep up with everybody. So even then, they're not spending as much time cultivating new because they're spending so much time tending to long distance relationships too. So yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It's hard.
So the first lesson is that it's a slow burn. It's not going to happen overnight. Great if it does, but it's going to take some time really knowing even the type of friend that you want. Because there's some friends you can turn up with, but there's, you know, but you can't like go to a networking event with. And there's some friends that you can go to a networking event with, but they're not available as much. And so, you know, everyone's kind of searching for that one best friend that's going to be able to do everything with them at all times. And sure, there may be that person for a season, but the biggest lesson that I've learned in community is that friends have different seasons. And so even in managing your community, you're going to need to know which friends to show up for and which ones to kind of like give them the space for them to like recoup and invest in themselves. It's not going to look the same if I have a best friend that I can hang out with all the time in each of the seasons.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I find that women tend to build friends around whatever stage of life that they're in, and men, a little bit different, tend to whoever kind of is crucial to their development, and they bring them along for their whole life. Like, even if they are drastically different, women tend to really try and create a group of people who mirror the stage of life that they're in, which means that there's a lot more fluctuation around that. And so those kind of like moments in your life where you can go from, I was super well connected in college and I had my best friends and we all lived so close, to now I'm in a new city and I don't know anybody and I have a few work friends, but that's different than what I'm trying to bridge, like deep rooted. So I think that's a huge piece of just knowing what stage of life that you're in and what type of connections you're trying to cultivate. And I think that that was something you were so intentional about, and I can definitely see as the fruits of your labor now, because the group that you have is so committed to this phase of life of like, okay, we're young professionals, we're in this community. We didn't always expect that we would all be here this long, but now we're here this long and we're trying to think about what it looks like to just have more consistent interactions. And so I think that's really important to just know, are you looking for rowdy girls to go out with? Are you looking for I need some accountability buddies in my goals and my professional career? Or is it just a networking thing and I'm trying to get somewhere? So I think that is crucial to know what phase of life you're in. When I think about lessons, particularly that I'm leaning into right now, I want to see other people flex their strengths. Like, I don't need to be the curator. I don't need to be the hostess with the mostest. I surely have been at different stages of my life, but I actually told the girlies, I'm like, I'm a guest. Like, y'all invite me. I'm coming. I'm showing out. Like, let me know when the event is, what you need someone to show up, you know, invite me. I'm not hosting. I'm not in that stage right now. I don't have the energy. I don't have the time. I don't have the space, but I do have the space to be a guest. And I think that that's part of relationships, is to know what you can give and be very honest and transparent to people about that. Cause like, I don't want to put the expectation that it's always going to be at my house, that I'm always going to turn up the way we always turned up. It's like, right now, this is the season, and the girlies have been showing out. It's so beautiful to see your friends in their element and offering something to the group in the space, their craft, their skills, sharing the other people that they're connected with. Like, I'm absolutely loving it. I'm loving being a guest and trying to be the best guest that I can be.
Yeah. And I think it's like, we respect that. And so when you're trying to create a community of people that you really love and respect, again, going back to that season piece, you really have to be able to respect the fact that, okay, my friend is in a guest mode and I'm not going to be able to spend a lot of time at their house, or maybe I'm not going to be able to reach them as often as I normally would.
Totally.
And that's a part of the process.
Yeah. I think another thing that I've learned, because like you said, it's not a home run every time. Like, you interface with a lot of people when you're actively being intentional in this capacity. And folks, some of them are strikes. Like, some people you will interact with will talk a good talk, will say they want the same things, say they have similar interests, say that they're super aligned, and you get super excited. Like, oh my gosh, I want to build with this person. Like, this is about to be my bestie. You get excited, start telling yourself a story. And then you start seeing them show up kind of some type of way. And you're like, oh my gosh, who did I let in the house? Mm. And so I always go back to I think it was either Maya Angelou or Oprah, or maybe Maya Angelou told Oprah, but you really have to believe people when they show and tell you who they are. And it's not always going to be outright that somebody just says blatantly, point blank period, like, I'm an unreliable friend. It actually probably won't sound like that, but it'll be those little things that, if the person is always late to meeting up with you, that means they're a chronically late person. You have to be okay with that. Like, there are certain facets that people will show you who they are. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or good thing, but if you're always a person who's going to be punctual and that's going to drive you up a wall, then as you're getting to know each other, those are things that you're going to have to reconcile with, or just know in yourself, like, okay, if I invite this person, this is how it's going to be. That's like the lowest level impact. There's other bigger pieces that if somebody tells you, like, deeply, like, oh yeah, like, I'm still your man, I'm known to steal a man or two, they're not lying. They're going to come after your man. Like, you really have to believe people as you're sifting and as you're cultivating. And that also means that you have to understand how you're showing up too, because how you're showing up is also presenting to people a particular way that reflects your own value. So I'm always just really aware of that as getting to know people, creating the space for them to show up who they are, so that also I can understand who they are before I truly bring them into the fold of getting to experience certain parts of my life with me.
Yeah, it's so funny that you say that as well. It's cool because the beautiful thing about most women friendships is that it definitely is this very strong and intimate platonic love
that we
experience for ourselves. And when I was thinking about the lessons I've learned from community and building community, it honestly coincided with the lessons I've learned in love and how you have to love yourself and, you know, be strong in your value, strong in your integrity, trust your intuition, and look for friends in unexpected places. Like, It's very similar. And so as we're talking about, you know, the red flags even of friends, it also applies to love. And It's like, if a man is like, I just don't know, I'm not really ready for a relationship, but I think you're really cool, like, believe that person when they say what they're saying. And it's the same thing that applies to friendships.
And I think if you really turn your listening ear on, people will tell you a lot about themselves in ways that they don't even realize they're telling them about themselves. So stay vigilant for sure.
Yeah. And on that note of finding friends in unexpected places, I'll share with y'all how I was kind of able to build my community here in Durham. And so, like I said, moved to Durham, only knew Lexi for real, maybe a sprinkle of people from college, and I didn't know what to do. I went ahead, downloaded Bumble BFF. They need to sponsor me at this point. And was able to meet a couple of friends off of that platform. I also, after meeting them, had connected with a girl that was from Atlanta as well, had recently moved to Atlanta, was also into artistry, like creative things, and just spent more time with her. More than anything, I just had to sit with my uncomfortable reality and believe that I was worthy of creating a sisterhood. And I could see it. I was so close to it. I had no idea how close I was to it. But it was through these 3 degrees of connection that I had really been able to build what I call my Black Girls in Durham group chat, and honestly, like, event space, because we're always throwing events. Yeah. We're always throwing events for people to come and hang out. Another friend had put out this call on Instagram being like, I need more creative friends. I was like, at your service. And we were able to hang out there. I had met a girl who is a barista in a coffee shop who just happened to have the same name as me, and like, cool vibe, connected with her, started having tea time. So again, it was like pockets of people here and there. But now that we're all in this group chat, we all really can like bring our own vibe and twist to things.
It's just so beautiful. It's beautiful to see, like you said, that slow burn and just the blossoming of friendships when it's time and when it makes the most sense. I always think about too, then the tending to that tribe and to that community is just as important as the intentionality it takes to get it started. And I think to that point is a reminder to us all that we have to take care of ourselves too, that we can't approach friendship with a scarcity mindset, especially when you're still getting used to and acquainted with folks and you're still learning each other's stories and their quirks and all of that, not to operate from a place of scarcity of, if I don't show up to that party, they're going to hate me. If I don't go out and ball out for drinks and dinner and the show, then they're going to forget about me and never invite me ever again. Like, you have to tend to your own garden too to ensure that you're showing up as a whole person. I think you're right, Liv. There is a lot of parallels to how we cultivate romantic relationships and also how we curate intentional friendships. And so, you know, you can't pour from an empty glass, and you're not going to be a great partner if you don't take care of yourself either. You're not going to be a good friend. So it's okay. And you can communicate that to folks. Hey, I'm in a super busy season of my life. I'm not available as much. Or loud budgeting. I can't go out with y'all, but if you want to hit up a walk or something, here's how I'm available. And so just don't operate from a scarcity place of, if I lose these friends, I lose everything and all of the connections that come with it. Have confidence in yourself in the season that you're in. And trust that the people that you've been building with will totally respect and vibe with that too. But I think we got to be honest about where we're coming from.
So we've talked a bit about building community and the steps to do that and the lessons we've learned. But for people that are like, I want to get away from the friends that I've, you know, had for a long time or maybe for a short time that just aren't gelling with the evolution of like where I am in this present day. And I'm trying to make room for the friends in my life and the relationships in my life that are more fulfilling. What would be your thoughts on that?
You definitely have to let go to make room for new to happen. So you can't hoard all the toys in your sandbox and expect that somebody's going to come around and give you another toy. They're going to give somebody else whose sandbox isn't full a toy. So donate, you know, get rid of, I'm not saying donate your friends. Y'all hear me with the metaphor, okay? You know, make room and give up those things and spaces, like commit to a bigger version for yourself. I know it seems really scary. And oftentimes people will have something to say about it. Oh, she acting brand new. Oh, she don't want to rock with us no more. Things like that. But have confidence that as you make room for something, the things that are for you will find you. And maybe that thing that you've been looking for is much closer than you even realize. I think there's like almost like an African parable of, you never know how close you are to swinging towards gold. And so you might be 1 or 2 degrees away from that friend. But if you're still consumed with that, you know, gnarly bad energy of other friends that aren't supporting and kind of bringing you to the next phase of your life, then there's not going to be enough room. And I don't think that life then is never going to give you that. Mm-hmm. You just might have to wait for the next season.
But the question is, how do we donate our friends? How do we
boundaries?
Does that look like communicating, hey, I'm not really rocking with you anymore. Peace.
I think that's up to each person, because me and you, for example, are very different in how we approach things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you are a little bit more forthright where it's like, I need to let this person know, like, hey, this isn't working for me. I think I'm going to spend more time doing this out of the other. Mm-hmm. I'm probably just going to stop hanging out with y'all. Like, low key, like, I'm probably going to stop responding to the group message. I'm probably just going to let it be a slow burn. And that's okay. I don't think one is wrong for the other. You have to decide how you want to go out. You have to make that decision about, if I'm writing the story of my life, how do I want this chapter of how I let this group of friends be the past and how I'm working towards the present. So there's no one size fits all, but it's up to you.
100% agree. When I think about the moments where I've been like, dang, I've outgrown these people, it's like, okay, I grieve a bit and then I move forward with, like you said, either communicating or being like, that one meme with the guy with the deuces up and he like fades into the background. Yeah. And I'm like, bye. I mean, I will try to still like make time for people. Like if they'd like to chat, it's not like I'm never going to respond to you ever again.
Yeah.
But it is in like the subtle ways where.
I think for me, I'm always trying to send people off with the blessings. Like just not the season for me. Blessings to mm-hmm. you. Hope you find the tribe that works for you. Mama's gotta go. Mama's
I gotta go. Let me go. Let me go. Well,
so either way, I think the biggest takeaway for me, this is not easy, but the reward is so worth the journey and commitment. And so hearing your lessons, my lessons, I hope inspires people to just take care and tend to their community or find the inspiration to go ahead and hit up those friends, maybe download Bumble BFF, even though this is not sponsored, and really work to building your tribe and your community.
Absolutely. And I'll end with the quote that I heard on one of our favorite podcasts, Balanced Black Girl. Shout out to Les.
Always.
She and her guests, they were talking about, you know, the quality of our relationships determine our happiness. And from the Harvard Business Review, like over 80 and 80 year study, it's like that is the thing. Mm-hmm. And so for people that are like, I don't want community, I'm good by myself, oof, you know, we can only try to show them the light. But if you are someone that's like, in 2024, this is my year of making friends, know that you're not alone. Know that it takes time and intention, and that your friends that are supposed to be in your life are on the way. You're more than deserving of love and friendships and romantic relationships. And we're just here to share what's worked for us. Some things may work differently for you. So we'd love to hear how you've built your tribe in your 20s, because Lord knows it's a journey.
Totally.
And we're so excited to continue having these conversations so that we can keep learning from each other.
Yeah. Well, with that, folks, we'll see y'all next week. And peace, love, blessings.
Bye, y'all.
See ya. All right. That wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok, so connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.